This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what time it is, baby. This is the Random Order Podcast, episode 76, sponsored by G-Unit and Basketball Shorts.
Always
You know what time it is, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino. You see me with the half sweat, nigga. I'm kind of sweaty. I'm kind of chill. It's all good, baby. We got Baby Trey in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, sir. Favorite movie, Baby Boy.
Yes, sir. You know what it is. Coming live from the Brampton. Mm-hmm. My man Sheldon.
Yes, sir. So yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what time it is,
shout out to everybody checking on me last week. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. My man gonna be straight.
I'm good.
It's been a very eventful episode, thought-provoking episode for sure. We talked about warranty scams, sleeping with pythons, babies, understanding animals and babies, strange pets, Apple not touching their own products, and when you bring them back to Apple, they're fucking looking at you like it's a PC. And basketball shorts, of course. For all the true viewers and listeners, true RO fans, yeah, we got a little... My voice just completely stopped. We got something special for you on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all we're going to say.
That's it. Enjoy the episode. Make sure you give a little thumbs up or a big one. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
God.
The mother-loving so Eagles mad. Is flying in.
Oh. Let me chill. Hold on. Yo, Jermaine,
straight
hold
up
on.
Out
hold on.
The
hold
motherfucking
on. Hold on.
Eagle
hold
nest.
On, man. Hold on.
What's
man.
Up?
You see Shells is smiling again. Drop the
yeah.
bombs, G.
Let me get a fucking happy G unit.
Yeah.
Couple Birdman. You know what time it is, man. The Eagles in the build. I know y'all just lurched off from motherfucking Eagle houses to get up and eat some of this episode, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all, man. You know what time it is, man. And shout out all the Discord Eagles.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah. I know that's right. Shout out all the Dissy Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh, my DS. What's up?
Shout out all the Deagles. Sure.
Yes, what's up,
Eagles?
Shout out to Eagles.
And we smoking Deagles soup.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. This one for my Discord Eagle.
Jesus, guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Smoking indoors allowed. We smoking indoor.
You
indoors?
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, Jay.
Rise and shine.
What's that?
The crazy thing is, like, right now I'm indoors.
Okay.
And now we all outdoors.
You know what time it is, man. We back on the green screen.
I get it.
Come on,
I heard
man.
You
know what time it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got to disclose this off the rip, nigga. I'm straight boxer mode right now.
Ooh.
I'm in t-shirt and boxers, nigga. I'm looking like a baby girl right now. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm
not gonna lie.
I feel like a 17-year-old.
Yeah, no.
Fresh home from high school, just fucking chilling, nigga.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
I'm super layered.
To be on the phone.
Yeah, I'm so chilling,
what?
Man.
I'm super
shorts,
layered.
Shorts,
I can run a mission right now, no cap.
I feel
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was setting up in my fucking sweatpants and shit, and I started getting the leg sweat.
Getting hot, I feel you.
Yeah.
I got the boxers, and then I got the ball shorts. And then I got the sweats.
Bro.
So,
same.
Yeah.
Yo, something in me, it just won't let me not fucking always have basketball shorts under everything I'm wearing.
Honestly, I'm over that shit.
You know, I don't know what? Sheldon. I'm not that guy.
I don't do
I'm
it. I don't do it. You don't do it no more? Yeah. I don't do it. Nah, the only reason I have it on right now is because I have to run outside to take the garbage out. So I just threw on some pants over quick and I just never took them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nigga, I'll be in church pants fucking ready to hoop just in case. Always.
I feel you. I definitely have my days like that.
I stopped doing it personally. It was a personal thing with me just because I was already a little thick, you know what I mean, down below. Right. Like I was already like I was looking like a double bone, like you know what I'm saying. So when I wore the ball shorts under my like sweats, like I was like super puffy. So I'm just like, all right, let me just chill off on that, you know.
You gotta get the one layer joints, the super thin joints with no pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the ultimate ball shorts under the pants.
Fucking hate. Let me emphasize how much I hate ball shorts with no pockets.
Yeah, it's
no,
dumb.
Absolutely.
It's so
obliterate
dumb.
Them.
As far as useful goes, like around the house, you need pockets around the house to put your phone in. You put the remote in sometimes when your brothers are fucking trying to watch TV and shit.
Yeah.
Or if you got to pick your skin off your hand and you don't want to fucking throw it on the floor or go to the garbage.
Then you're fucking pocket, your pocket. Perfect for that.
But when you're touching road and you need basketball shorts that aren't going to take up too much space to get the thin joints.
Yeah.
That's when those motherfuckers come in handy.
Yeah, because everyone knows you can't hoop with a phone in your ball short pocket.
Exactly, like,
it's just swinging fucking everywhere. That shit, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was a president, I think I'd be doing an inauguration in fucking ball shorts under me.
Oh, yeah. I feel like,
To inaugurate me, I'd have to hit a fucking free throw. So I'd be ready still. You're
not in office till you wet this fucking.
You wet this free.
And you only have one shot. Nah, honestly, I feel like I would do a lot of things different if I was like a different human being. You know what I'm saying? Like if I had the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to, you know what I mean, like step into the office or you know what I'm saying, like to fly a plane, like I'm definitely gonna have some ball shorts under my trousers and say, oh yeah, I did that shit with ball shorts.
For sure.
Just in case.
Yo, I can look back at all of my life events, everything I've ever experienced and the things I've been through, the highs and lows, I can guarantee I was probably wearing ball shorts.
Yeah.
That's one guarantee. I'm like, yeah, I put my money on that shit.
100%.
I was born in ball shorts.
Yeah.
I came out in tiny little N1 shorts.
Yeah. N1 shorts. My dad put me on. Yeah. Because, yo, he was just like, yo, this nigga's athletic, bro. Like, he's running all over the crib. Get him some ball shorts. And it was over for that day. We had matching ball short sets. Remember that.
Nigga, why do babies' clothes have fucking pockets?
They got baby things to do. let me tell you.
My goodness, man. I'm sorry for any babies who are listening right now who I offended, nigga.
Hey,
any baby that's watching this shit and said, I'm sorry. Did you start it and shit?
So I had the babies got to put a shit in your pocket. You know what I mean?
Fucking cockroaches in your pocket and shit. Babies.
Oh, yeah. Bro, let me tell you something. As a baby, there's just like, I feel like, I don't know, like I do things as a grown man. And I'm just like, yo, fuck, there's so much shame in my head. There's so much, like, you know what I mean? Like, why would I do that to myself?
You know what I mean?
Going down that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As a baby, like, nothing. Speaking on presidents of the baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, OG baby, like, they just nothing you got to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Let me tell you something.
100.
Let me tell you something, man.
What's it?
I remember this one time. Where I was sick. It was like the first time I was like sick as a baby. I'm just growing up now. I'm like, all right, I'm a baby. My stomach doesn't feel good. Something's crazy right now. Something crazy is going on it's crazy enough that I could stay home. You know what I'm saying? Dad said, don't go to school. I'm like, all right, great. And I think it was you, Jermaine. Niggas say, yo, Tron, whatever you do, don't pass gas. It was either you or Orion. One of the young niggas.
I definitely remember saying that shit.
It was you, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Bet. So Jermaine tells me, don't pass gas. All right, whatever. Whatever, nigga. Like, let me go on my baby date. Playing games, playing Roller Ninja, the same game on the computer. And I just like, yo, I had to just fucking pass gas. And I just fucking shat myself. And I just put my hands in my pocket. I'm like, yo, fuck. What am I going to do now? Like, yo, it is what it is. Like, that's what happened.
You feel so betrayed by your body. It's like,
yo.
You told me you had to fart. And then now I'm just loaded up.
Fully loaded.
Fucking empty beef patty. Yeah.
You told me to fart.
No, I told you not, Nick. I remember the week before that, I found out myself. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. So that's how that works.
Mm. So that's what that feeling is.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when you're sick, nigga, don't be, yeah, don't trust it.
Yeah, message for the babies, man. If you're sick right now and you have to fart, don't do it. Trust me.
What about that relief, though, man? You know what I'm saying? You get that
the
relief.
That relief. What you mean?
Of like fucking taking a shit or passing gas or.
Not my boxers, nigga. Let me take a seat on the fucking porcelain for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we didn't even got to get into it, but yo, it is just a different feeling, like knowing you have to use the washroom and just rushing home to just, everything has to. I'm a type of nigga, so I don't got, you know what I'm saying? I got to be fucking empty. My whole skin, nothing could be on my skin. Sometimes even the socks. We've covered this, yeah. So it's like, bro. That rush of, it's so important to take off every piece of item on my body before I sit down, no matter how bad I have to go. Mm-hmm. And then let that shit.
You know it's going to be so good. You just, so it has to be perfect. I need my devices. I need music. I need. Let me bring the fucking table in here, nigga. Put my iPad down. Let's put it on Netflix. It's going to be a 15-minute ordeal.
Bro, I don't.
By the door.
I done been there, man.
Yes, sir.
I think I remember the first time I actually got a little crazy in the washroom was when I like brought a whole desk in there. I brought my laptop and I'm just fucking up and I'm just doing my. Oh, no, no kizzy. No kizzy. Mm-hmm. The laptop has definitely been in that place of establishment.
Yeah, but the desk.
With me when I was handling that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I brought a little chair or I made a desk, you know? Oh,
okay.
I take my laundry basket, put a little board outside. Over it. Yeah, is that okay? I'll leave it at that.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of times I'm trying to beat that, like literally, like I could like a couple weeks ago, like with the straightest face ever. Like, yeah, I always do that. I'd be trying to beat a deadline. I'm like, okay, I got it. There's other deadline to beat, so I'm just beating both deadlines at one time. You know what I'm saying?
The bathroom be a peaceful place too, so it's like for sure. God, like
everyone just leaves you alone.
I'm chilling,
bro. Bro, and it's just like sometimes it's just like women, they love it for their bath time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me, I really enjoy setting my shit up, getting butt naked, just sitting there and saying, yo, and bro, do you understand the thought? I don't think niggas understand the thought of fucking going number two.
Yeah.
Bro, it's you're telling yourself, sit down. And let release. Does not matter what you throw out.
No,
I'm gonna catch it.
Catch it. Yes, sir.
It's gonna get caught. That alone to me is just like, bro, that's stay no more.
Man. Yeah, man.
I'm here. I'm that's here so for a little bit,
man. Sir.
Yeah, I feel that.
Y'all be lighting candles in there?
Nah.
So, yeah.
Nah.
Bro,
you gotta live, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, hey, up. You know. How?
Like 28 years old, man. I'm trying to feel something.
Bro.
You say what?
I was lighting, yo.
No, I feel you, but yeah. I just haven't done that yet. I just, you know.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I know it's in the back of your mind now. You're going to, like, next time you look at a candle, you're like.
Yeah, for sure. I might actually need it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bro, there have been times where I lit a candle and didn't even turn on the bathroom light.
Damn. That's vibes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh.
Hell yeah. I would do that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Honestly, like, I'm kind of like, I do chill in the washroom sometimes, like certain times, but a lot of times I kind of just do what I got to do and like be out.
Nah,
like.
That's my me time.
Nah.
That's my me time.
I feel
everybody
that.
Leaves me alone and I don't even like when people, like, I get out there, I'm like, holy fuck, nigga, why'd you take so long? I'm like, holy fuck, nigga, get out of my business.
Yeah.
Why you at what? I'm here now, nigga, what's up? What are we doing?
I thought I just got rid of my shit. Why are you giving me more? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I remember there'd be times where I come out and just niggas just timing me, bro. Like, yo, like, why you take your tray like to chill in there?
Mm. So, yeah, and I'll go, I want to go back, actually. You guys just turn me off. My whole coming out the back.
Bro, yeah. Yeah. There have been times where I looked around the crib and I'm like, wait, hold on. This is my house? What the fuck are you guys telling me in my crib? Like, dog, I don't know.
I feel that.
Guarantee you watch me go in the bathroom and you fucking see me. With my socks normal, and then I come back out, you notice that my socks switch, nigga. You see fucking Nikes are backwards. You took off your socks, nigga? Oh, yes. I just thought on the topic of babies, nigga, when we... like our first real experience with the baby was when Ryan had his first baby, our niece. And then we're like, oh, it's her birthday. We got to fucking buy her gifts. Let's buy, you know, it'd be great, nigga. Fucking Jordan baby shoes.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 4 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we buy it. And then literally fucking 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, did she wear the? Oh, yeah, once she wore them. And then, yeah, she didn't fit no more.
Yeah.
It was still $140, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, but we did pay that once. Cause I ain't never paid that shit.
That was
again.
The only baby shoe I've ever bought.
I said, all right.
After that, all right, for sure.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I'll see you when you're 21.
I got trapped in that too. It's crazy, man. It's
mm-hmm.
But it's like, yo, like.
Nah.
If I know baby is in a potato bag until you're fucking 4.
Nah, I feel that.
Bro. The only thing, like when I have a ute, like, okay, I'll get them certain shoes. I'll say, okay, you can keep this. Because we had maybe, like, 5 items each, honestly. 5 to 3 items each. And it was
5 personal items.
As the years progress, niggas, those numbers drop. So, mm-hmm. like, I literally have one thing from my childhood, and it's a blanket. And there's so many times where I'm like, damn, I wish I kept those shoes. And the shoes weren't even heat. Like, they were, like, some nurse shoes. I'm like, bro, is that fucking
baby shoes?
Baby mm-hmm. working in... Yo, they were the weakest baby shoes ever. I was to a point where I'm like, why are you even keeping my kicks? Like, it's like I worked at the hospital when I gave... Like, when I came out, I'm like... When my dad was a fucking owner of the hospital, I got straight to work. And I'm like, bro, what are these? But to that point, I'd want to keep some of my baby's kicks.
Yeah.
Knowing that you get rid of them quick. But, like, all that shit... Nah, man.
Fuck all that. I lost my baby blanket the other day, too. I'm pretty hurt about that shit.
Yo, that shit hurts. I had a panic attack when I couldn't find my shit.
Yo, there's some things that just go like, wait, where the fuck did that go?
Mm.
It just fucking disappears. There's these pants that I really liked. I'm like, hold on, wait. Where the fuck are they?
Where the fuck are you? Where are you? The Zoom meeting is about to end, so I think we gotta...
Yeah, I'll be back.
We gotta... Yeah, click the same link. Don't stop anything.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna end it. I'm gonna leave meeting. And then I'll come back. Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I'm chilling. Wait, should I have left too?
Okay.
Where's Sheldon?
He's gonna come back in. I came back. Yep. He's like, oh, should I have left?
All right. We back on?
Yes, sir.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Yo, Zoom. I don't understand this 40-minute countdown thing. Just leave and come back. Nigga, I'm not buying it. I'm not. One thing I'll never do, nigga, is fucking take out my credit card and type in the numbers and send it to Zoom.
Yeah. Oh, for all the audio and visual listeners, Zoom is doing a... They're actually in the...
Oh, fuck. Zoom just
okay, they just closed the program on me. That's crazy.
My favorite shit.
Maybe we take out our credit cards. And
maybe.
Just we let's check, out, check out what y'all got.
You know what? We'll upgrade.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? $12.99 a month. Like, that's not terrible.
Not that bad. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That shit just closed the app on me, nigga.
Yeah, I can't even finish the joke. Never mind.
Yeah, that nigga said, what?
Bro, it's hilarious because the joke was that we gave him a pump fake. So I said, Zoom is in the air right now because we gave him a little pump fake. But them niggas came back and blocked me from behind. All three of us.
I respect the move.
LeBron style, nigga.
I ain't mad at it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, the thing is, though. So you know what? Because I was, shout out to my grandpa. Yesterday was his 100th birthday. Shout out to that.
I saw that.
Yeah,
big double trip a digit.
Let me get a fucking
yes, sir.
Behind-o.
Yeah,
yes, sir. And we had a big Zoom, and we was on there for like 6 hours. But I think my aunt actually paid for it. So
somebody got that.
Yeah, because
Zoom saw the title Happy 100th birthday. They said, "Hey, let that nigga slide, man." You know what I'm saying, bro? No, man. When I buck 100,
bro, if I buck 100.
Fuck. No.
Bro, everything's free.
I'm gonna get the fucking Elon chips and shit. But listen, when I buck 100, bro, treat me like I've been here for 100 years. Because you know if you're treating me the same as everyone else, what the fuck I've been here for then? You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel that. That's when like my Benny mode would be on 100,000.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
My Benny mode, like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't do shit. Like, nigga, everything niggas gotta do for me.
I didn't even want to hear you.
Yeah,
I don't fucking.
How old are you, bro?
I don't want to hear you, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
no, facts.
You ever heard of 1901, nigga? You ever heard 19-1?
Oh my god,
I was there, fucking chilling, nigga. Just this is it, 19-1.
Y'all niggas ever see Zoom give you only 40 minutes to talk, nigga? No, I was there. Yo,
100. What's he? Where does he live?
Jamaica.
Well, of course.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
Yeah.
Untouchable diet.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Blood clot food.
That nigga is strong, bro. Yeah, that nigga is strong. He's probably just got off work.
And Nah.
And then got on Zoom.
He retired this year?
Nah, he been retired. But like, he's fucking 100, bro. He doesn't even look 100 either, man. He look like 80 tops.
He's still like talking and shit and fucking.
Yeah, somewhat. Like he has, somewhat. He has a little bit of what's that shit? A little bit of amnesia. But other than that,
look how old this. Old
yeah. Look a bit of that. You know, 100 years. Other than that, he's straight. Right? He's chilling, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like 2 hours into the Zoom, he said, "I'm off this, bro. Go to my bed." Bro.
Anyway, man.
Yo,
Look more.
Yeah. Look more.
It could have been 10 minutes, and I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever you say, man. You're 100.
Yeah, you're 100, bro. Fuck.
Yeah.
110 minutes now, you know?
Bro, whenever I was a kid and my dad would make me just like, yo, Javon, be on the phone. Like, bro, who the fuck's on his phone? Oh, random Jamaican fucking relatives. I'd be like, hello? Oh, who's this? God. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, I don't know, nigga. Apparently, you want to talk to me. Bro, what do you want to talk about? I'm never going to fucking call a house and be like, put your baby on the phone.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'll talk to him when he's 14.
Yeah. The most I'll say
just
is just
imagine
like,
what that
hi.
Looks like.
Yeah.
Like when, not even hi. You see me when you see me, bro. I'm doing kid shit.
Yeah, I feel
especially
that.
When it was like four of us and it's like, okay, Jermaine, hello, hi, good, nice, okay, Trevon, he's here, hello, hi, nice, good, Tanisha, hello, hi, What do you want, nigga? Just fucking like, tell us, I'll say something, nigga, fucking put the photo there.
The thing is, bro, I'm
fucking run away, like, bro.
FaceTime may be different.
I'm telling you guys right now, we're going to get to that age and we're going to do the same fucking shit. I'm telling you.
No.
I'm telling you, Jermaine.
I guarantee you, bro.
Because
I'm Sheldon, paying attention. I think what people lack is self-awareness.
My nigga.
Yes.
There's so many things I remember so fresh as a kid that even I should have been doing already in my 20s, my early and late 20s. I'm not doing that. I mean, anything could go wrong and shit, but like fucking when you ask an adult one question and you get like fucking 10 minutes of dialogue with no input from you, like I'm not doing that. I ask a question. If someone asks me a question, I got one word for you. The fucking answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel you.
I'm not even going to be on the other side of the phone saying, Sheldon, FaceTime on the phone. and then just fucking just waiting there for a minute for this little nigga to come to the phone. Fuck, I got shit to do.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm an adult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll see you when I see you, bro. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. Like, I don't know if it's us getting older, but it's very scary to be pressed by a baby that, like, you have to, so much is going through your head where it's just like, yo, fuck, if you're locked in like that up here to ask me where I have been and why I haven't I called, like, I better have a good enough fucking response to you right now. And when yo, that baby pressed me, I was like,
maybe getting straight to the point with the questions.
Dog, she pressed me. I was in shambles. I'm like, yo, fuck. I don't even know. I just been out here. I'm sorry. Really had nothing else to say to her.
You ever be looking at a motherfucker like, damn, it's like, what is that? Yeah. Like, if you saw a raccoon in your house, you'd be like, oh, fuck. What the fuck?
Nah, facts. Yeah. Facts.
Like, in another universe, in the parallel universe, nigga, fucking bears just being cribs chilling.
Yeah,
and in that universe, they look at our universe and be like, "Wait, nigga, y'all niggas fuck with dogs and shit, nigga." Jamaica,
yeah,
they Jamaica come here really and can't understand that we got dogs in our house.
Yeah, bro, I feel like I'm on the other side of that because I looked at niggas having raccoons as like, yo, wait, it's just an animal, like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you really,
people are posting shit on like Twitter and like Instagram of people having pet raccoons, and I was looking at it, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, a raccoon!" I'm like, bro, a raccoon is just the same as a fucking monkey or a fucking dog or a cat. It's an animal, bro.
No,
they're really smart, too. Yo, bro, you take a raccoon thumb, from birth? You could take anything from birth and raise it in your crib. It's going to respect you.
I don't know, nigga. I seen some circus elephants step on a motherfucker.
Them niggas, because they don't know. Just a rat. Them niggas, question.
Nah, I think reptiles you can't. Reptiles you can't. You can't
trust it's a reptile.
Not, yeah, you can't.
It's but no. Okay,
and you those think with niggas eyeballs sideways, like vertical eyeballs. No.
Yeah,
no. They think different. Like them niggas think different for real. Like, they see shit different. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like I don't. If you take anything from there's niggas that raise lions from when they're a little cub.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I understand.
They'd be up biting, an article that says. You know, fucking owner
and I think to a certain
lion owner missing nigga.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yo, raccoon would tear that ass up. My dog raccoon, be tearing my ass up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we're supposed to have animals in our crib.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Still,
but yeah, especially not reptiles. You never heard of? I don't know if I'm tripping or if I heard this before, but I'm pretty sure there's a fucking snake that starved itself for so long that it lost enough weight to like squeeze through a hole and then fucking. Ate a hamster or some shit, like the household hamster. Some shit like that, nigga. I got. Don't take my word for it.
Fuck, that sounds fucking.
But that sounds like some shit a snake would do.
Yeah,
Lost enough weight to slip through a crevice.
Sure it was a snake.
To eat a hamster on the other side.
No, like there's a household hamster.
Yeah.
And then it lost enough weight, like it didn't eat on purpose, so it could like slip through the cracks and then fucking just deal with that hamster.
Okay, so hold on. There's a snake.
True story, I think. Yeah.
There's a snake that's
a pet. Pet snake. And they feed the pet snake. But then the pet snake is like, nah, I'm good. So it lasts enough weight. So it's lean enough to slip through the cage.
I'm good.
Oh, so and it was, okay. So left
live
to the
hamster. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, okay. So it's the whole time we're just looking at the hamster.
I'm straight, nigga. Like, we on the road, nigga. You want some nuggets? Yeah. I'm good. I got it. Yes, sir.
Bro, if you're a scientist or you're a veterinarian or anything like that, and you give me a fucking story that detailed to say, yo, listen, this is what happened here. So, boom, your snake said, nah, I'm not going to eat for a week just so we can tear that hamster's ass up. I'm going to have to respect that story and say, yeah, yo, we're going with that. Because what other reason?
Yes, sir.
There's no other way to put it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I always be like confused that. When people would like... Oh, and your dog does this. That means that like he just wants your attention. And all that means is that he wants to sleep beside you. That's what he's saying. Nigga, did you ask the dog in fucking doglish, nigga? What do you mean? How the fuck do you know, nigga? Like a fucking dog. You ever be trying to explain some shit in plain English and motherfuckers is like, oh, this is what he means. Like, no, nigga, that's not what the fuck I mean.
Bro, we can take that. We can take that a step further and even do. I hate when like people do that for like babies. Like even like.
No,
1 year old baby.
That's not what the baby meant. You know what the baby meant, nigga?
There's fucking no words even at right now. You know who I am, bro. The fuck do you know it wants me to pick it up? I just met this little nigga.
Oh, he likes your shirt. Oh my god. That baby said,
That's all I meant, nigga. God. You know what the fuck that meant.
Bro, even niggas take it a step further. Niggas is going horseback riding and the horse is like, oh, he wants you to get on. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I just meant.
That nigga's tired of all
like,
of shit.
I get professions and like just your special. Oh. Shut up, also. Like, fuck.
Oh, man, you got too far.
Man.
Yeah, too far. Yeah.
You ever seen that dog whisperer clip where that nigga was the dog whisperer and he's like fucking trying to like tame this dog and he's explaining, yeah, this is what you do when the dog starts, and then he starts getting tore up. I need you to find that clip.
That dog.
I'll put it up.
I gotta find that.
He's trying to break it down to the owner. Why is dogs being mean and shit?
This dog whisperer.
Dog says, and then they're stopping the dog. He's like, nah, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Dog, so, that should be the. Yo, how funny is that shit to see it play out? And I don't been in that position so many times in real life, in high school, just further than someone trying to say, yo, this is what this guy is saying, but to say, yo, this is what's going on, and then someone just shows you, yo, that is not what's going on, right?
That's not it.
That is not it.
What example comes to mind right now?
I'm trying to think of an example where someone said, like, yo, the teacher told me, like, in high school maybe, where it's like, yo, the teacher said we can do this, and the teacher just comes through and just shuts that shit down, like, I didn't say that shit. Like, bro, it's so funny when niggas think they know what they're talking about. I feel like I do that shit a lot, too. I'll say something, and a nigga just comes to me like, no.
That's not how that shit works, nigga. I never heard that shit in my life.
Oh, my God, bro. There's and nothing just funnier like, than,
oh,
like,
fuck.
Yeah. But when it's, like, a profession like the dog whisperer, and this guy's like, yeah, I'm this guy. Like, you're hiring me for this. And it's like, oh, yeah. Look, I'll get him to stop growling right now. And the nigga just gets attacked.
Yeah. I think I've seen that shit still. I think it's a Cesar Millan clip. Man.
This is a story right here. Woman's, yes. Now, this looks like a strange site with many different fonts. So take that as you will. Mm. Woman sleeps with python every night. Then he stops eating and vets learn his true colors. Hold on, let me get to I thought I was going to tell me what the fuck was going on.
First.
Okay, hold on. Like, yeah, while you let's bring that down. Sheldon, go ahead. Because
why are you sleeping with a python, sweetheart? Mm. What is going on?
Good question.
Why? Yeah. Let's dissect that. Question.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Let the beat take me away now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, come on.
Now, let me ask another question.
Go ahead.
Reread that last bar for me, Jay.
The last one?
Yeah, just the last bar of that sentence.
Then he, the snake, stops eating and vets learn his true colors.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. Whoever the fuck typing this up, I don't give a shit what site it is on. For you to put the vets are learning the python's true colors, like, you know, you're fucking hilarious already for that. You're hilarious. A python's colors are to eat. It's to murder. Like, what do you mean it's true colors, bro?
Like, you learning, nigga. I learned this shit when I was a baby, nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga was ready to write this article.
Okay. Go ahead.
As animal lovers, I don't even know where the punchline is. Here we go. As animal lovers, it's easy to understand why people let their pets sleep with them in bed at night. Dogs and cats are soft and snuggly, so they make great cuddle partners. Okay, thank you for breaking it down, nigga. Are cats soft, nigga? Even curling up with a ferret or a bunny rabbit is not ordinary.
Stop. Okay. This nigga has like a million pets and he sleeps with them all. And bro, all his friends get at him for that shit.
There's no science.
No, this shit is cool. Like that. It's fine if you want to cuddle a bird.
But you
want to
make sure their claws are wet. Now, kangaroos, that's where you want to be careful. But how about a python? One woman was sleeping with her pet python every single night. As you might imagine, it turns out that wasn't the best choice for a bedmate.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Wait. When she'd sleep on her stomach, her beloved python would spread out.
Where's the fucking gerbil at?
Bonding moment. Okay, go on. After we stopped eating, she started to grow concerned.
I think there's no gerbil.
Took this. No, yeah. I have think it's not one girl. Thing about a gerbil. I think the story is darker than I fucking originally thought.
I think we're going to get demonetized.
And when the vet asked about the snake's daily routine, they were stunned to hear about their sleeping habits. Oh my God, nigga, tell me what happens. After hearing
about Ashley, come on.
The vet begins to explain that the woman was actually sizing. The vet began to explain to the woman that the snake was actually sizing her up. Every time the snake was sprawling itself
along. Hold on. If the vet is telling you guys, yo, your snake's sizing you up, son. What are you doing?
I'm scared to go home. Bro. I'm going back with a cat.
Bro, you're with the python. You have to bring the python to the vet. So you're riding with the nigga saying, yo, this man's sizing you up.
We're not getting back in the car. nigga, hell nah.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at a scary ass picture of the snake. The vet began to explain to the woman the snake was actually sizing her up. Every time the snake was sprawling itself along her body, it was actually a bit of rehearsal of sorts. It was essentially practicing for his next big meal.
Okay, so there's no gerbil.
And he wasn't in the cage.
No gerbil. No gerbils were harmed.
A man just needed to make sure he could eat the full course meal. That's it.
That's it, rules. Yeah, that's when you're on roads. Yeah, you know, man, don't want to fucking look a sandwich. No, boss. I got something at the crib.
I'm never going to chance today. No.
Yeah. Yo, oh, no, we yeah, good, we'll be at school. Just going to yep. Chance after school. No lunch. I'm good.
Oh my God.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It turns out this nigga was patiently waiting until the next time for it to snatch up its prey, its next big course, and that's in this case, funny. Its owner. After receiving the shocking news, we'd hope that this woman learned a frightful lesson. Do my homework and won't be making this mistake again.
So
the lady has since been reported missing. The snake, a giant snake with a fucking looks a huge lump in it, was seen scurrying away into the bushes later on that night.
I don't think this is a real article.
No, I'm joking. I just made that shit up.
Okay.
So I guess nobody got eaten, but then again, we don't know for sure. So there's that.
Man. Yeah.
So the lesson is, nigga, don't buy a fucking snake.
It's like in these situations, I just I feel nothing for you.
I feel nothing.
I feel nothing because.
I'm just sitting like a next story, but else?
Yeah, I'm saying because you're just you're an idiot.
Like a python.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not even like you can't walk it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's really just a flex to say, yo, I got a python in my crib.
Yeah, you ever see those niggas who just be on the road? But the thing is,
that's not a flex. Yeah, that's not a flex.
I'm not gonna lie. Like,
oh, you're
no. Trevon, no,
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't.
If I touch your crib. And you have like a beautiful yellow white python.
No,
I'm not at your crib.
Yeah. So there's true. That.
Oh, that's the true snake say. Guy?
Well, not wrong address.
True say. But like, if I'm talking to anyone with a python, you got to have python money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that has to be in a beautiful cage.
How much
cage.
Is a python? What? Give me your best.
Python?
Yeah.
Bro, if you. No, but it has
guess,
to be a
guess,
well.
Yes.
I have to.
Yes.
Python press USD.
What'd you say?
Search the black market. I'm saying I'd want that python in a cage beautifully kept, and that's a flex. If it's just in a cage where I'm like, yo, this is dangerous to me, you, and that and the python, then I would be uncomfortable. But if you have a python in your crib, I kind of rate you still.
How much does a python cost? Normally ball pythons cost about $50.
$50.
And are easy okay, no, that's our own
find at pet stores and reptile shows. Ball pythons. Okay, let me see a ball python. What the fuck is that? Like a circle fucking snake?
But that's the thing. I don't think you can just buy a fucking python that lives in the Amazon.
Yeah,
I'm going on Kijiji, bro.
Bro, it's not going to be at Kijiji.
Yo, ball pythons. Go. Yeah, this is the
old. Yo, just enter the market.
No, I'm not entering the market.
Okay, I'm on a black site. Everything's black and the words are tiny and blue.
You'll fucking leave the market. Yes.
Search your snakes.
Let's see. LSD, methamphetamine, pythons, fucking rocket launchers.
Missiles. What the fuck?
Missiles.
Yo, if I was on the black market, on God, I'd buy a Mac and get out of there. I'd buy a quick Mac, like, get the fuck off that shit.
I don't get it. How does it come to your house? Like, who? Is it like a guy in a car just come drop it?
Nah, they put it
no,
in.
No, it's going to be like an Amazon package, but it's just you're going to have a fucking NutriBullet and a fucking real bullet. And a Smith & Wesson. Like,
the instructions, like, smash open the Roomba to retrieve the methamphetamine.
Turn on the fucking Roomba and put your it on reverse.
Spits out the meth. Your dad's, who got a vac? Oh, me. I'm fucking touching. How come I didn't come with a plug? I got it, nigga. Don't worry. Sold separately, nigga. This nigga acts strange every time he gets a vacuum comes in the mail. Every time he gets an appliance, his eyes get really small and fucking pupils get dilated.
You ever see a nigga fall down the stairs because he's trying to go down real quick?
Yo, nigga, you got 40 vacuums. Y'all ever fell down the stairs? Shells, you fell down the stairs?
Yes.
You fall down the stairs? You probably believe
it. Yeah, yeah, probably. Nah, probably.
Those are one of the memories that make me forget about.
Yeah, I'm a pretty clumsy guy, so I probably have fallen down the stairs still.
It's the worst. That's when life just humbles you.
But I never tumbled down the stairs. It's one of those ones Trevon, like your heels are just you're going down by the heel. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the instinct is to lean back every step.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
I've never went forward down the stairs.
No, never.
I felt up going up some steps.
I've done that too. Sure. I'd be moving, I'd be skipping steps, and then my mind is not catching up with my feet.
Be on some other shit.
Yeah.
But you ever catch yourself like Spider-Man when you're coming, when you're falling up some steps? You just
for sure.
You fucking look up. Like, ain't gonna happen again.
You be feeling like the man after that shit.
My shit's at 12%. It literally just like, it'll like catch for like 3 seconds and then stop. And then catch for 3 seconds and then stop.
Like stop charging?
Yeah.
Wait, you're recording audio to that right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm recording audio. And fucking. We're at 11%. Let's just try to bang out like 20 more minutes before this shit stops.
But the green light's on and thing.
Yeah, bro. It literally okay, it's.
So right now you're telling me you'll plug it in, it says I'm charging, then it says gotcha.
It literally stop, and then it'll stop for like 2 seconds. And
bro, that's back, huh? Yo, your shit's gonna go black. That's exactly what mine was doing. It would say it's literally charging, and the whole screen would just go black. I'm like, bro, you're at 100% right now.
Yo, my shit's not at 100%. My shit's at 11.
No, I'm telling you, that's what it started with. I think it's just a battery thing, but these guys won't even look at my shit. Apple's arms, bro.
Bro, don't do that to me.
I'm getting a PC still. I'm not.
If I bought, honestly, yeah. Because if I bought an Apple, if I bought your product,
I
trusted you.
Facts. You know what, granted, this is a very old laptop. And
I paid very old money for that.
Yeah, I didn't, though. I got this used. And it's
Not matter. That's your product.
I trusted a Mac product. I trusted an Apple product.
Yeah. Nah, I feel
bro,
you.
Bring help Apple an iPod Nano and say, yo, it just won't turn on. And those niggas will laugh at you. And it's like, bro, what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's like, they don't even want to touch it. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. These niggas act like it's not their product.
Because once upon a time, I walk up in this bitch and you're like, you treat you like a fucking well-respected customer. Oh, your MacBook Pro 2008 is not working. There's an answer for that. We got you. We'll take it to the back. Our genius boys will get on it.
Yeah.
Now you bring it in. They're like a hair away from spitting on you.
Fuck. You fucking go in there just like, hey, man, I like my 03 MacBook Air is just not really working. Yeah, he'll fucking help you or some shit like that. Look for a guy in a blue shirt. Which one? If I give a fuck,
you take it in and my MacBook Pro is not working. What year is it? You're like, oh fuck,
bro. I swear to God,
2003.
Bro, one time I went there to go fix my Mac and they fucking took it. It was on the edge. They took it and dragged it off the table and just fucking.
Yeah, don't fall on my laptop like that, bro.
Hold it like this. I'll be back. What the fuck? Holding it from just a fucking screen of it. I'm like, my shit is going out.
Don't hold my computer like a stinky sock, nigga. Don't fuck me like that.
Fucking stinky diaper. Get that shit up.
Bro, take care of me, man.
Bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
Y'all be buying warranty and shit? Sense, man.
Nah, don't.
No. No,
don't.
That's some real nigga shit.
Birdman.
It's such a scam. Yo. It's such a scam. I can't. I'm so offended when they even ask me if I want to buy a warranty.
Yeah.
I was at Walmart getting a fucking power bar. They going to buy a warranty? I was like, no, nigga. Bro, it's a scam. I'm paying you PB? to fix my thing that I maybe break. And if I don't, you guys just keep my money?
Yeah.
Bro, this is how I see it. This is two ways on how I see it. You hear me? No. The first way, the faster you say you decline their fucking question, the more it didn't even happen, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that nigga, if you think about,
nope.
If you want warranty, that you're already thinking about how you're going to think back to the moment where you said no. You
know what I'm saying? This is the moment that you're standing in front of this cashier restaurant.
Yeah.
Once you put that energy out moment. To say, yo, shit, this could break, it's going to fucking break.
Yeah.
Do you want, nope. How much? No, yo, your wallet's like, nope. That's it.
Bro, and why is it never, like, the few times I did buy warranty, I bring it to you. You said anything goes wrong, slips, cracks, breaks, or software, hardware, you said that. And now I'm here. And now you're saying everything but, okay, I'll fix it. Fucking so many sentences. I'm like, bro, fix my screen.
Bro,
it's a scam.
I'll tell you, bro, another reason why it's a scam, it's like, bro, how are you bringing me to your beautiful place? Let's say Apple, right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful place, beautiful lights. I look great in all your cameras and shit. Yeah. You just want to play with all their toys. And they're telling you, yeah, like, buy a product. This product's so sick. It's never going to break. But yo, look, get the warranty just in case. Anything. It just doesn't sound right to me. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying my thing might fucking just break by itself, nigga?
Oh, this thing that I dropped 5 racks on, it may just one day just stop. Okay.
Tough.
Bro, and it, like, warranty is supposed to, that's something that's supposed to bring you comfort.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, okay, I buy this warranty, I'm safe and everything. But every time the warranty question comes up, first off, nigga, they bring it up to you on the spot. And they want you to say yes. They want you to panic. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I say no, and you're scaring me. You're like, oh, are you sure, brother? Okay, nigga, someone was $5,000. Bro, they scare you.
Well, I remember
you see
one
the
time
fear on their eyes. I don't know if they're the paid actors, nigga. They probably are.
They bro, could
freak
so
me out when I say no.
Bro, so much to the point where they, like, they're just quiet. They're just looking at their iPad, and they just step in the same place. Are you sure enough, though?
So if I go ahead and press this no button, you do understand. If you
the rundown,
your $5,000 is down the drain, bro.
Man, yeah, everything's a scam, man. Everything's a scam.
Yeah, you know, the only reason that shit is profitable is because most of the time they're not gonna fix it, or nobody fucking comes in, or the shit doesn't break.
Yeah. On the other end, like, I'm real cutthroat when it comes to that. Like, you're telling me I got a year for free? That tells me I got a year to get my shit straight. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I got a year.
In fact, I gotta try and break it between now and then, so that I get a brand new one right at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't do that shit. Like, I bought a couch and they're like, "Oh, spill this, that, that, that." No. Because I know how you guys are going. What, you're gonna come to my house and fucking take my couch to fix a wine stain? No, you're lying. I can't see.
Yo, you know what's crazy? What is crazy? Sorry, I had a mattress, and that hoe said, I had a mattress, and that hoe said, I think it was 100 nights, warranty, sleep free. Like, don't even trip. Like, if you don't like this mattress, we'll take it back.
You're liars.
Dog, I said to yo, fuck it, let's see what they talking about. I said, come get this thing. Come get this thing back then. I told them niggas on night 31. I said, come take this back then. Come pick it up.
I like this shit.
Yo, they picked it up. They came through.
Wow.
Yo, I was blown away.
Wow.
Got on a call with your boy and they said, what's up? Like, what's going on with the mattress? Why didn't you like it? I just say, yo, I just don't like the way I've been sleeping.
I like that shit, man.
What do you say to that?
Simple as that, yeah. Yo, you know what? Was it like a younger, like, hip, like a very hip new fucking company?
Nah, he sounded like a middle-aged like man that was just he just liked his job. Like I wasn't taking nothing from him.
Right. Mm. But what about the company though? Was it like a newer little company or was it like one old motherfucking?
Nah, it was Wayfair. So is Wayfair new?
Yeah, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, like, see, I wouldn't know. Wayfair is just a site where you just buy a bunch of shit from, but they just had this rule on their mattresses that they sold. Like, you could return it.
That's crazy. Like,
so, yeah, they are kind of new. I'll say Wayfair is kind of new.
Yeah, Wayfair is kind of new. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's usually these old-ass fucking prehistoric companies where they just got everything's a scam because these old bricks and shit. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fucking sleeping good and posture and shit, they can make computer chairs decent.
My God.
The computer chairs that they make, like the cheaper one, like slap me in my face then. Yeah. If that's what you're trying to do, just slap me in my face. This piece of shit IKEA fucking computer chair. Just spit on me.
Yo.
This is a fuck you.
Yeah, no. IKEA chairs have spat on me before.
Bro, like, what do you mean? What is it? I can't get up because my fucking penis is gonna show. But what is this shit? What the fuck is this?
Yeah,
bro. Oh yeah. Right there, you look like when Tory Lanez was freestyling on Sway and he got up and he still saying, like,
I'm on my knee. I'm a very tall guy.
Yo, what the fuck bro, is that is bullshit? This?
Bro, that looks like a fucking like a bar stool.
I can't never fuck the guys the way it fucked me though. Honestly,
what happened?
I'm gonna put it out there like that, bro. Honestly, I like to believe I followed all the rules. I was building my chair. I sit in my chair. I've never, ever been disrespected this bad by a chair. Sit in the fucking chair. Lean back to test the fucking grip. It just fucking snaps. And I fucking kick my feet up, bro. I was so fucking tight. I was so tight. Returned that shit, got a new one. It was just broken.
Damn.
Oh, man. That's why I don't like IKEA when they be repackaging shit and reselling it. If it didn't work for the Nets, man, why do you think it's going to... Yes! Yeah,
I didn't even know they did that.
Why do you think it's going to work for me? Like, it didn't... Yeah. Bro, I don't get that shit at all.
That's chops, though.
Oh, man. You know what time it is, baby. This has been episode 76 of the Random Order Podcast. You know what time it is. We're about to sign out and charge Sheldon's laptop.
Yeah, I apologize, yo. I apologize for my laptop.
It's all good, brother. Be like that. Yeah. I guess don't take it to Apple, nigga. You got to go to a third party for that shit.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version, episode clips, and something special we got coming for y'all, man. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Your boys are just featured in the front page of Apple Podcasts. Let's clap it up.
Let's go.
Sir. Let's go. Leave great comments and reviews if you enjoy the pod. And kick rocks if you don't. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show. 4YE.C. My voice just quit. 4YE.ca. We getting active. You know what I'm saying? Go on there and get you something nice or get something for your dad. Shit, man. Man, what's the give me the French fry of the day, man. What restaurant got the best French fry, bro? French fry of the day.
Sure, and that's up to you, man.
Oh, to me, eh? I feel like Chick-fil-A got it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.